I think it was a good week in the sense that we finally got the first issue licensed. It took us longer than any other state in history to issue a Racino license, but they finally got it done.
Do you think it was a good choice to award the license to Penn National to operate the slot machine parlor at the Harness Racetrack in Plainville?
Yeah, I think it was definitely the right choice. I think it was the right choice for many reasons. One is location. It's strategically positioned to intercept a lot of traffic coming out of central and southeastern Massachusetts on its way to Twin River. That was the original purpose of the slot parlor. It's managed by a company that has a very strong reputation for successfully managing racetrack slot parlors. So I think there's no question they'll do a good job of it. They have the financial capability to get it up and running. I think we'll see it open before the end of this year.
The Gaming Commission will focus now on the big prizes, the Destination Resort Casino licenses. Where does that stand?
End of May will be Region B, which is Western Massachusetts. I think it's a foregone conclusion that that license goes to MGM in Springfield. And then the end of June will be the Region A license, which is the competition between Mohegan Sun and Wynn Resorts.
Hanging over this is the effort by casino opponents in Massachusetts to put a question on the November ballot that asks voters to repeal the 2011 gaming law. How concerned is the casino industry about that?
Well, it's certainly a concern because most of them have banded together to form a consortium to oppose the referendum should it make it on the ballot. However, I think the polls have consistently showed that overall the majority of people in Massachusetts support casino gambling by strong margins. Most of the opposition is localized in some small suburbs, affluent suburbs. I just don't think they'll be able to carry the whole state on this issue.
As you noted, given the time it's taken to get to this point in the casino development process in Massachusetts, where do we stand as we expect to see more regional gaming competition now in the years to come from New York and possibly New Hampshire?
Well, keep in mind, first of all, that Massachusetts accounts for half of the population in New England and over half of its disposable personal income. So it's certainly strategically positioned to dominate the industry in New England. The original estimates were that it would be about a $2 billion a year industry. I think as we start to launch the casinos as opposed to just the Racino, I still think those estimates are accurate and on track. It's going to take us longer to get there than was originally forecast, but I think the expectations are still valid.